The content from today's episode does not substitute medical advice. If you have any mental health concerns, please reach out to your local mental health service. And for those in Australia, contact Lifeline on 13 11 14. Welcome to Mind and Soul Matters. We're delighted to share with you the second part of our Mental Health Forum series on conversations about suicide. If you missed the first one, tune into last week's episode, where Dr. Dina Ashourian, MC of the Forum, introduced the topic and we gained insights into some daunting statistics. Virginia Bradshaw from Lifeline also shared important tips on how we can respond to a person at risk of suicide. Today's episode sheds further light on this important topic and raises the role of loneliness. I will leave the introduction of our speaker to Dr. Dina Ashourian.
Our next presenter is Mr. Hoda Golestani. Hoda has worked as a psychologist in private practice since 2017. He has a master's degree in counseling psychology and has been a registered psychologist for over 14 years. He is a member of the Australian Psychological Society, College of Counseling Psychologists, and the Association of Counseling Psychologists. In addition to private practice, and I will put a plug in, he works at Peak Performance Institute in West Leaderville. Hoda worked as a school psychologist in the Department of Education and in psychiatric hospitals with a wide range of people with complex mental health issues. He began his counseling career volunteering for Lifeline, embarking on his lifelong passion for suicide prevention work. In addition to volunteering at Lifeline, he worked with children and youth with disabilities and complex behavioral issues. He traveled through the Pacific Islands and the north of Western Australia, working with Indigenous young people. In 2001, he was honored to be given the skin name Jacamara by the Jurabalan elders from the community of Billaluna in the Kimberley. Most importantly to him, he is a husband and father of three beautiful children, and he's also a member of the Baha'i faith. He loves music, playing, and watching sport, AFL and soccer, I believe, and spending time with his family. So I'll now pass the floor on to our dear Hoda.
Thank you. What we are talking about when someone is experiencing suicidal thoughts or has demonstrated suicidal behavior or has perhaps made an attempt to suicide, we're talking about deep psychological pain. And if we don't focus on psychological pain, we can moralize and also pathologize, which I'll mention a little bit later. We need to avoid these poles, moralizing and pathologizing. When we talk about psychological pain, it's really important to recognize one of the most painful psychological experiences, loneliness, and why I think Lifeline is such an important service, and I urge everyone to memorize the number for Lifeline, to encourage people to talk to Lifeline if they feel they cannot help a person, and also to maybe even consider volunteering for Lifeline or donate to Lifeline, supporting Lifeline whichever way we can. Loneliness. Mother Teresa said the worst kind of suffering is loneliness, and she understood suffering. She really is the person in the best place to talk about suffering. So loneliness is worse in her eyes than being an untouchable on the streets of Calcutta suffering from leprosy. And so we talk about psychological pain. How much worse can loneliness be? And my interest in loneliness stemmed from my experience at Lifeline. And as a Baha'i, we don't do huge amount of activities around Christmas. So I decided to allow my friends who are Lifeline volunteers who have Christmas activities, I was going to volunteer Christmas Eve. It made sense. And that blew my mind, metaphorically, where every single caller called because they were lonely. And not just lonely, but they were lonely at Christmas. And the expectation they had of how life should be, and that in itself is a problem, but those expectations really lent themselves to greater psychological pain than loneliness in itself would cause. And the term that I will never forget, the phrase, and one of the callers said, "If I'm lonely next Christmas, I will kill myself." And I was young. I didn't have the knowledge and understanding of loneliness that I have now. And I didn't know what to say. I just said, "Well, you need," and I got nervous and I got scared. And I said, "You need to volunteer. You need to go and contact your council and find out what you can do to volunteer and to meet other people." And I engaged in providing solutions, which wasn't necessarily and often isn't the right answer. When people suffer from loneliness, what they're suffering from is not a lack of quantity of relationships or meaningful connections. It's about the quality. You can be the most well-connected person in this town to have social get-togethers 4 or 5 times a week, to have a billion Instagram followers. I don't use Instagram. I don't know how it works, but you can be the most well-connected person, but those connections are superficial. They're not meaningful. And you experience loneliness. I often ask the question as well, are you thinking or talking about suicide? Are you planning to kill yourself really directly in my work? And that brings up emotional pain. We're touching on the emotional pain when we ask that question. But the question that by far, from my experience, creates or brings up greater psychological pain is, I sense that you're lonely, or are you lonely? And that's usually where a person who might have tried to hold back their tears can no longer do so. And that's when the flood of emotions starts. And so when I talk about the quality of the interactions, I often refer to the facade, the mask that we all wear. We all have a mask that we wear. And that is what separates us from other people. That's what disconnects us from other people. We feel the need to wear a mask to protect ourselves. We feel the need to wear a mask to try and sometimes even protect other people. And often people who die by suicide feel that they're doing other people a favor by ending their life. And they couldn't be further from the truth. I wanted to talk a bit about psychological pain and the suffering. Viktor Frankl said, or at least quoted Nietzsche, I believe, but he spoke a lot at lengths about understanding the why. That if we know the why, as to why we're suffering, we can endure the how. If we can understand the meaning of our suffering, then we can endure that suffering. And I think the last point I will focus on is, I guess, from my personal reading of the Baha'i teachings. But in fact, there is a commonality with all the faiths. The suffering is important. If we don't suffer, we don't grow. Suffering goes hand in hand with growth. And the last thing I want to say is for those who work in the field and for those who may come across people who do want to kill themselves, is to not pathologize. So that's the other pole. To not just say, well, that's that's a marker of depression, or that's a marker of borderline personality disorder. That is not what's happening. What is happening is that this person who has a name, who has a life, who has loved ones, is experiencing psychological pain. And they need to be listened to. They need to be heard. And they need to connect at a meaningful level. And I believe at the core of our profession, that is what we do, is we connect. And when we connect, we understand, or we understand better. And we can hopefully understand just a little bit, however small, what their pain is, and to feel the pain with them. And that alleviates the suffering in order to keep going, in order to learn from the suffering and to persevere and to grow.
Dear Hoda, thank you for highlighting some important facts. Firstly, the risk factor, loneliness is a risk factor for mental illness and obviously for suicide as well. And also speaking to us about adversity and how every single person is touched by adversity and psychological pain at some point in our lives. So now it's time to open it up to questions.
Have you really thought about the fact that the way we live in society, is that the correct way? You talked about Mother Teresa and the service that she did in Calcutta. Have you ever thought about the idea that all the work that we do from the time we are born, go to school, get money, pay a mortgage off, and then finally say, call it quits, right? And we've got super high achievers. Elon Musk, you name, the world is full of them. Which dimension you want to measure, they're all there. Is this so-called not loneliness, not actually a manifestation of being lonely? And the second part of this whole thing is there something as a society we are doing not right that is causing us to work in this direction?
I agree that the world that we live in isn't ideal. And we want to try and build a better world. One way of doing that is by getting to know your neighbors, by working in your neighborhood, by meeting people and being a part of your community. There is so much more to do, of course, but that's one way in which you can change your own reality. But loneliness is very much in here. I feel lonely. I might not be lonely, but I feel lonely. It's subjective. And so that's where loneliness can be really massive, like it can be addressed through psychological therapy. Because then when we think we're lonely, we experience the cognitive bias. We filter out the information that suggests I'm not lonely, and we only see the information, we only notice the stuff that says, I'm on my own here, I'm lonely. And that needs to be addressed. So we need to deal with that filter. But we live in a society in which we're bombarded with information and we are connected, but not meaningfully. And so we need to work beyond that and to actually connect meaningfully. Yeah.
Just a quick one to Hoda. You mentioned that Christmas, this gentleman called and said, if the next Christmas comes and I'm still lonely, what would have been the correct way to answer that?
Well, I think there's no right or wrong, although I did feel that maybe what I said was wrong in that I gave him solutions, try to solve it. So don't solve the problem. And it's so hard on the telephone.
Well, I have an easy
please answer. Yeah.
You sit with them.
Yeah.
You sit and hold their hand in that pain.
Yeah.
And that's how you build a connection. And you empathize and you say, wow, that's so, you know, you must be so aligned to feel that way, that, you know, that you would consider taking your life, you know, in these circumstances. And you just sit in that pain with them. And often I'm sitting there, you know, in my head I feel like I'm sitting there holding that person's hand and being in that pain with them, even though I'm not feeling that. But that's what they feel. That's what they experience. And the connection that I get from doing that with the help seeker, the person on the phone, is what allows them to then move through that. So my demonstration of empathy and understanding and allowing them to sit in that rather than trying to fix it for them allows them to then move through that. And then they come up with their own solution. Because it's not up to me. They're their own expert, and so it's not up to me to provide that solution for them. But that's what I do. And if you're not sure, ring Lifeline. Literally, if you're sitting with the person, some of the best calls that I've taken are someone who's sitting with someone and they say, I don't know what to do. And I go, that's okay. Put the phone on speaker and I'll engage with them. And so I then bring them into the conversation and then the other person gets to hear all of it. And honestly, I have had so many suicide attempts thwarted that way because the person has reached out and said, I don't know what to do. And it's okay not to know what to do. That's what we're there for.
I do want to wrap up now. A very big thank you to Lifeline WA for co-sponsoring this event along with the Baha'i community of Melville. Again, thank you to our expert panelists and the organizing task force. And finally, if today's forum has raised any concerns for you, please check in with your supports or call Lifeline on 13 11 14.